Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
You sure are. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. Here we are. You know what? It was the weirdest thing walking to your apartment today.
Why today?
Because I felt so bizarre. I could not, because of the CDC announcement. First, I started off mask on. Then I put it to the chin. Then it became dangling from my arm. And then I was just like, how can I signal that I am conscious of this, but I am vaccinated, but I'm not a Republican? Like,
yeah, it's weird.
I looked so bizarre. Every street, I made a different choice with the mask. Because I, like, and some of the streets were busier. So I was like, now it's going to be on. And then I was like, and now this one, there's nobody here. So I don't want to put it on.
I'd like to keep it on, please.
I'd like to
take that thing off. It's like literally that scene from Drag Race. Just
it's going through my head every corner.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's nice not to wear it, but also, so Canova.
Yeah.
We are frightened of Cornova.
None of that. But so here we are in the awkward middle ground of the panorama, everyone.
Yeah.
They were
also,
like,
we're
have fun.
Also, in the city, too. So, like, I have, like, a routine. Now it's, like, I wear it when I leave. I get my Dunkin'.
Yes,
then I go to
do.
The park. I, like, have a reveal. And then when I get back to Columbus Circle, I'm like,
You've even been spotted, actually, at the Dunkin'. Somebody respectfully who listens to the pod has DM'd me and said there was a sighting.
Oh. Just, like, me by myself.
Yes. You in the wild with your Dunkin'.
Yeah, I'm definitely out in the wild.
You sure are, with the birds.
A lady the other day said to me, she's like, oh, you just, like, I've seen you around here a lot. I've always
Do you
wanted
have a
to
job?
Say hi. Literally. And I'm, like, literally sitting on a rock.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Literally, I'm like Ariel. Just like, and then we had this really long, hour-long conversation.
Oh, that was the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life lessons from the...
She's like, you know, it's just been really magical having the park to yourself. I'm not ready to share it yet.
Oh, that is very sweet.
I was like, I feel that.
I wonder if that's the wise woman consulting Selena Gomez.
She's like, hold on one second. My boss is calling.
Yeah. Selena, yeah, stocks are down and you can take the mask off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is weird, but it's also like not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. My building sent out a message. They were like, we're not really sure what we think about this yet, so we're going to still do masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, I feel like it's different, too, because we live in, like, not communal spaces, but we share a building with, like, dozens of people.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, like, if you're in, like, local fantasy.
Right, right.
You may not even see another human being all day long.
It's heaven, yes.
So, like, yeah, right? So, like, you can get in your car, you can go walk the dog, you can go to Dunkin'. No one's going to be there.
No one.
Like, what a dream.
You're right. I know.
We might flip-flop. I might move out.
I know. I know.
Like, we'll everyone's going
to
come
right back.
I'm like, I gotta go.
Remote recording. We did this for 3 weeks. And it's like, oh, he left.
He moved to the desert.
He did.
And I never saw him again. Nah, I couldn't do the desert.
But we did have a nice Long Island City fantasy this weekend. Or this week, we went to go see a friend. Mm-hmm. And we watched Legendary. And actually, we'll have to comment on that later because there was a pop star moment in that.
Yeah, and also it's one of my moments for the week, too.
Oh, okay, so. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be discussing.
We will be.
But anywho, so to start off this week, we would like to shout out all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you all. So we have like some stuff coming up, not like a reboot, but like a infusion. I don't know what's like a word.
It's a tropical blend. There's top notes of
yes,
infusion
of lilac. Of what,
I wish there was a scent. We do need a Legends Only candle.
Oh.
Coming soon.
Ooh, someone who wants to collab.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I should. Yeah.
Boy Smells. They did Kacey Musgraves. They can do us next.
Oh my God.
It's the only logical.
The Legends Only scent. Yeah. What would it smell like though?
The gym and birdseed.
Ew. No one would buy it. Oh my God, the Dunkin' Donuts did a candle.
Oh, that's,
that one winter long ago.
Yeah.
It smelled really good. Not sponsored.
Mm. We'll have to think on that one.
Yeah, we'll have to look that one up.
But yeah, we do have a Discord, the Re-Up Reloaded.
Yeah, so basically now that Brad's back, she's settled. And
getting
life
a couch
is...
any day now.
We've recorded in person. We're still alive. Uh-huh. Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
A live moment, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Brad knows I've been like, I've got all the wires, the cords, everything. So stay tuned for that. But if you would like some bonus episodes, you can join our Discord. You can listen to all the bonus episodes at patreon.com/legendsonly. So anyway, let's chat about a reveal this week. Revealing our faces in wax.
Mask off, wax on.
Ooh.
That's the segment.
Vaxxed and waxed.
Vaxxed and waxed.
There
wow.
There you go. That's we're what we'll call this episode.
Perfect.
Yes. That's literally it.
We teased it last week. It arrived this week. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. She's here now.
She sure is.
Lady... Her.
Ladies and gentlemen, her.
Yes, we have to insert audio of the grand reveal. Mm.
So Wendy Williams revealed her wax figure, and it's kind of amazing.
Uncanny, I would say. It was, if you didn't see her shimmy across the stage, I would not know from that opening scene which one was which.
Yeah.
It was pretty spot on.
It looks really good.
It really does. And that close up of them like looking in
like
the same
direction. I don't understand why she was like trying to make out with it. Like she goes up to
she was
like
up close.
Like there's just like a noise. I'm like, I'm like, what are you doing?
It also became a gay Twitter meme because they were like, when I figure out my biggest enemy, and it turned out and it's Wendy revealing herself. Yes. It's a very successful wax figure. You know, we've seen some duds in our day, but that one really is spot on.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
We're going to have to go see her.
Shout out to Wendy and also making headlines for her thoughts on Ellen.
Oh, iconic.
Very. She had no fucks to give about her thoughts about that. 19 seasons, you know, that's just time to show who you really are.
Yeah. She did it in such a passive way.
She really did. We know people who worked there.
Yeah.
She did not hold. I mean, she actually did still hold her tongue, but she was pretty. Considering it was a contemporary, like somebody who you is your.
Right. In your space.
In
of
your
like,
space. Yeah. She was not holding back pretty much at all.
Oh, you say all the guests that go there were happy. Well, I went there. Happy. I wasn't happy. I was just like,
I know. Drama.
That happened this week, too.
It did. Yes. The big Ellen announcement.
Yeah. I'll say this. I mean, I feel for the staff and crew, you know, like.
Good that she said it a full year in advance. It could have been, you know, as Wendy said, I thought she was the type to just say it on stage. And that's how they found out.
It could have happened.
Yeah.
But.
At least you got a year still. 19 seasons. You know, what I'll say, I've said this probably about Ellen before, is like she really changed my perspective, life, whatever, in the early 2000s with her stand-up and all of that. And I felt like she was such a trailblazer and a pioneer. And she
is. Was.
Absolutely.
Well, is.
Is. And, you know, and the show actually was great for a very long time. Maybe we didn't know what was happening behind the scenes, but it was popping for a while there. And
an announcement of an announcement.
I mean, that's really the beginning of the end. Yes. And it is unfortunate the way it's all gone down. I'm not sympathetic to somebody who has multiple accounts of being unkind, but it is unfortunate that somebody who I really did sort of revere as like a pinnacle of like a successful out person is kind of having this moment.
Like, yeah.
That's unfortunate to me. But, you know, there's always a second act. There's things that she can do. I think, I'm assuming she'll just be like an EP behind the scenes. She's got all these shows still in the works. She's fine. As Wendy said, you got a dog line of treats. She'll just do whatever you do.
Oh.
Yeah. But I do think it's unfortunate the exit interviews that she had with Savannah Guthrie. And
that was really telling. I thought, I agree with you. Like on the whole, like as a kid seeing her trailblaze,
yes.
I thought it was really inspiring. And so, yeah, it's like fast forward to now. It's really disappointing because I have also heard similar story. I mean, obviously I've never.
Truly, we all have.
Right. It's all here. Like it's hearsay. Like I can't speak.
I have friends who've worked
personal.
On the show who've said as much has happened. It's like.
So I've heard it. Too, so it's disappointing.
Yeah.
And I feel for the staff and the crew, obviously, because like I've been in that position of like being a staff member, and
yeah,
it's hard. You're losing your livelihood. But yeah,
it's unfortunate because
that
interview was super telling. The way she worded it was like, my guests have never been unhappy. It's like, oh, if you think that's where the complaints are coming from, you're just willingly ignorant, or it's not about the guests.
No.
And it's the same in the same way that Katy Perry stood up for Ellen by being like, well, I've never been unwelcome there. It's like, you're Katy Perry.
Right.
That's not the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a delusion of such a grand level to think like to say that was very telling. And also it went viral on TikTok a bit. The kids did not really like how she was clapping back at the whole 19 versus 20 seasons. She was like, what's wrong with 19? And it's like, oh, why wouldn't you just stick for 20? Well, there's nothing. Who cares? It's a 1 and a 9 and it ended. It's like,
well, because the thing about Ellen is she has a really dry sarcasm.
She does.
Which I do appreciate because like I'm kind of that way too. And I do. You have to be very, very, very mindful of that because it doesn't always translate. Like sometimes I overthink myself, you know, even
and
on
I'm
the
a
podcast.
Little bit of a bitch.
Yeah. There's a dry sarcasm that I always appreciated as someone who was also like dry and sarcastic.
I guess it just wasn't reading.
You can tell. There's not dry sarcasm. Yeah. Like she's being dead serious. Like,
well, she said it was orchestrated. She said that the attacks were orchestrated. So it was like, oof. So that is how you're positioning this whole thing is like that. And she called it misogynistic. And it was like, oh boy.
I hope it serves as a lesson to everyone because I think moving forward, especially when, you know, in a couple months from now or in a year from now, when we start to move back, like in offices and like in workplaces, mm-hmm. and we're all like, I am no longer interested in dealing with a toxic workplace again. Yeah. Like I've been there. I know what it feels like. And the way that she just like was so dismissive of that.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Nope.
Like.
Yeah. It is a big wake up call. It's.
Yeah.
So
I hope it's a lesson for people. I hope it's a lesson for showrunners and people who are going to be in leadership positions. Like.
Yeah.
It's not going to fly.
Right.
And people are going to speak out and say shit as they should.
Right. There's like, just not a place for it.
Your name's on the door and these people help make you happen. So.
And a whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No toxic workplaces. No toxic by Britney Spears. And no toxic workplaces moving
forward.
We're
going against that, actually.
We are having a new revolution in life. No toxic workplaces. No toxic by Britney Spears. That's my motto in 2021.
That's right. Only and then we kiss. But let's move on from...
Yeah, let's leave America.
Let's leave America.
Let's get out of here.
Come on, girls. We're going over across the pond. To a place called England, where there's a lot happening. Been there, yes. So the Brit Awards happened this week, and there was quite a bit of pop excellence, I would say, happening.
Now, explain to me a comparison of like the Brits are iconic.
Yeah,
I know that.
I would say they're like the Grammys of Britain.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Many legendary moments,
performances,
Jerry with the open legs performance, just a lot of moments.
The dress, ultimately.
And that, and tying that all in, Miss Dua Lipa, our Dua Lipa, Queen of Pop, in my opinion, made a nod to it. And
she did.
British culture in general with her medley, which I just felt... So, spoiler alert, she basically won Album of the Year and like legend status. She kind of won this Brit Awards. And she did a full medley of Future Nostalgia. She's in the tube. She did a very British performance. The outfits, the references, and ultimately wearing like the Union Jack nod to Jerry. it was very that. And I just felt like, once again, like, I just felt like she perfectly just tied a little bow to this whole era, just perfectly, like the cherry on top, the British cherry on top.
Do we think this is like the sign off? Of
if it was, era. I don't think anyone would blame her or fault her. Like, I feel like this is...
It feels like it's time.
She seal it with a kiss. Yeah. Yes. One kiss is all it takes. I think so. And I would be fine with that. We have milked this for a very long time. And levitating is possibly going to go number one here next week.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
She's levitating to number one.
She literally is levitating. Yeah. And the fact that as she transitioned from song to song, it's like bop, bop, bop. It's like on all of these were hits.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Isn't it wild to think that the album came out over a year ago?
Uh-huh.
And if you look at like the pop girls of our younger years, they had an album every single year. Like if
Rihanna, yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost like kind of time.
Yeah, it is.
It's not weird to do like a one a year because that's what the girls.
I know. Like it's weird to think that Baby and Oops were a year between and Britney and like how fast those eras moved because.
Wow, we really won.
We really did win. Sorry, girls. Sorry, Gen Zs. The
well, at least they're getting eras now, though.
Geriatric millennials won.
Oh, yeah. That I had to look what that word meant.
Geriatric.
I was like, oh, that's chic. And then I was like, oh, that's old.
Antique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Everyone is so obsessed with age in general and also like...
And labels.
Generation wars. And it's like, this is all a distraction from the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer.
I mean, you're spilling.
I am spilling, actually, because generation wars are inherently stupid because everyone believes that their generation was the best and that society's crumbling after that.
Right, and like the one before is the problem.
Right. Yeah. Everyone will always believe that. And I think there's like
What's the order?
Of this like current
like
set.
Like it's boomer.
It's boomer, Gen X.
Gen X.
Millennial.
That's so shady that they just called them boomer.
Because of the baby boom.
Well, I know that. But like, it's just like everyone else gets like a chic.
Right,
like,
Gen X.
Like a chic album title. And it's just like boomer.
Yeah.
And if you play video games,
boomer,
like,
the mixtape.
If you know what, like, they're just the boomer and like Left 4 Dead, and it's just like, and she's like this big girl. And you just like, when you hit her, she just like, goes, oh.
So I didn't like, realize.
Oh, yeah.
Gen X, Millennial, Gen Z, and now Alpha are the Bobies.
Chic.
Yeah, Alpha is very chic.
That's a child.
That's a pimply faced bitch.
That's an Alpha.
Yeah, I hate Generation Wars because it's like it's always going to be stupid.
Yeah,
they said when we were coming up, like our Abercrombie
Although
and
we did
Fitch wearing
like win.
Oh yeah, we did, but we outsold. But like you know, they said like we were the end of the world because we were IMing and we were doing like chat rooms and like gee, like we did. They spilled. But they definitely said that about our parents and grandparents about like the telephone and how you're not seeing each other in person. You're just calling each other now all of a sudden. I just think that it's always been a problem. It's always right. been.
What I think is cool about our generation is that we are the last generation to grow up
no
without
life,
the
without
internet.
It. Yes, I agree.
And then experience it ruin the world.
Yeah.
So like when it does ruin the world, like
yeah.
we're like, okay, iconic.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 1,000%. But I just think it's like, it's something that's not going to change about people like when they were born. So it's a dumb thing to get mad about.
Yeah.
Anyway, be nice to us, Gen Z, please.
Whatever. Does anyone from Gen Z listen?
Yes, we absolutely have.
Oh, iconic.
Yes, we do.
What comes after Alpha? Beta?
No, I don't think they would call them a beta because that's like lesser than
a
Alpha.
Fish.
A fish.
Yeah. Oh.
Omega, maybe?
Oh.
Maybe.
That's not chic.
Omega fatty acids?
Yeah. Oh, omega 3.
But anyway, back to the Brits.
Yeah.
There were Gen Zs and millennials everywhere. And we have
and
to give
girls.
A shout. There sure were girls. There were three girls. There used to be four. But this time there were three. They are known as Little Mix. Now they're three mixes.
Aren't they all pregnant?
Two pregnant. And Jade's just sitting there like, hi. And Jade has the best sense of humor, in my opinion. So it's funny that she's the non-pregnant one. Because I just feel like in every picture, she's like, I know.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, oh.
Look at these two. Yeah. It's really mirroring the Spice Girls kind of crazily. Like the Jerry leaving and then like Victoria and Mel like getting pregnant. Like it's all happening.
Yeah.
Bobies. Yes. So they win Best British Group for the first time ever for an all-female group, which is
wow.
insane and horrifying and shouldn't have happened. I mean, it should have happened that they won, but it shouldn't be this long. So their speech, which was fantastic, Leanne called out misogyny, racism, and all this stuff in a powerful like speech about why it's taken so long to get here, sort of. And then Jade took the phone and she gave a line that just warmed my heart. She, you know, she said, this isn't just for us. This is for the Spice Girls, All Saints, Sugar Babes, Girls Aloud. And I was just, oh. I helped write the speech. It's true. but it's true. And I always love when we give props to the ones who came before, because I was having a conversation about this. Like, there are certain groups that I love that just missed the train, Kelly reference, with streaming that would have been huge here. Like, Aloud and Sugar Babes would have happened. Girls' Generation and 2NE1 would have happened. It's like they just missed this cultural
Girlicious.
Moment. Girlicious would
Girlicious
have happened
would have
if
happened.
That one didn't get arrested for coke in her purse.
What?
But yeah, one of them got like arrested.
Oh.
But that's, you know, we'll blame Robin Anton for that. I just... Yeah, there's certain acts where I'm like, it's only because it wasn't accessible that they didn't pop off, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So to see that love for like All Saints and Suga and Aloud, just hearing Aloud said Aloud in 2021 was amazing. And I have to stand. I feel like the girls have always given props to the legends. I feel like they've always, and they love their drag queens. I think they're very respectful and reverent to the ones that came before. So I love that about them. And I feel like they're having a moment that shouldn't happen for a girl group that's a decade in. Like, it should be over for so many girl groups. And I just actually feel like there's like a revived interest in them.
Yeah.
The song is like
girl
popping off.
Girl groups really don't last that long if you think about it.
Lightning in a bottle, because whether it's infighting or just, you know, solo ambitions. Mm-hmm. And that is still happening. I mean, Jesse. Oh, that's the other part about the speech that I loved. They said Jesse right off the bat. They were like, you know, this is for Jesse. Thanks for Jesse. They didn't make it shady. They were just like, this, you'd be here. We are here because of you too. And she also regrammed it on her Instagram. And so I think that's really important so that you can put those headlines to bed immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if they didn't say her name, it would be shady as fuck. She clearly wants to do her own thing. She wasn't feeling mentally healthy in a girl group. She's been doing more interviews lately about how it wasn't good for her. Just the expectations and all of that. She wants to do her own thing. It happens.
Well, as a millennial who experienced, or am I a millennial?
Yes.
Okay. As a millennial who experienced the Spice Girls reunion tour,
yeah.
For all the Gen Z Little Mixers out there listening, just know that an iconic reunion moment is like so epic.
And it's coming for
and
sure.
And so like the way that they like weaved out Jerry leaving and like they incorporated it, and then they had their solo moment. Oh my God, I just want to go back. It was so
one
iconic.
Of my favorite
so, like,
concerts ever.
Yeah, so like her leaving, if she comes back, like they'll do...
They will. I definitely think this is a group that will in 10 years do a reunion moment. If they're not, I mean, they're going strong right now. I don't really know. They are pregnant, but nobody's touring right now. It's kind of the perfect time to be pregnant. I don't know. I feel like they're having a second, third, whatever wind that is like, oh, that shouldn't be happening for a girl group that lost a member and has two pregnant people. Like that should be like, you're done. You're done. It's just the Jade tour. I loved the memes of just like Jade alone on stage. Welcome to the confetti tour.
She quit the band and then had a babby.
But I'm really excited for them and rooting for them. Obviously, holding the girl group game down in the West, at least. Like, we have our K-pop faves, but still in the West, few and far between. Nothing popping off here.
Yeah.
And... yeah, well, we've gone to England. I guess we should hop a plane a little further and go to Australia.
All around the world, pretty girls.
That's right, which will be coming up later.
All around the world, this is for the girls. No.
Speaking of Australia, we are heading down under.
Oh, yeah. I was shocked that you put this in. I was like, I'm not going to bring this up because it's a sore spot.
Well, I'll touch it. So have you been watching Down Under?
No.
Okay. I have not been enjoying it, first of all, unfortunately.
I've been hearing that.
Yeah. Not enjoying it.
Well,
general.
From you and like other people. It's
not really it. Episode 2, we get the long-awaited Kylie and Danny. Here's what I'll say. I knew, and I respect, in fact, that Australia and New Zealand have really strict COVID regulations in place. And I knew it would be a virtual appearance. And I was disheartened, but also like, I'm not going to make Australia bend over backwards. They did it right during the pandemic.
Yeah.
They should, fine. It was like a grainy webcam of Kylie for 7 seconds pretending to be the stand-in for RuPaul, doing like 5 song references, and that's it. There was no runway themed after her. There was no lip sync song. And in fact, Dani's appearance was better because she, first of all, her webcam was clearer. And then she was in the back and she actually did like the interacting with the girls and referenced some songs and sang like
Isn't it so wild how we've been doing this for like 48 years in the pandemic and people still can't get a phone camera?
Especially Kylie. Like Kylie should have been like a crisp experience. It should have at least been like the Scarlett Johansson appearance or the Anne Hathaway ones where they were like a little more pretend interactive.
Right. You record it separately on your end. Uh-huh. You call it on Zoom and then you give it to the editor and they sync the two together.
Just a little bit of that would have been good. But I guess the bigger thing, which they could have prepared well in advance, everyone was screaming Night of a Thousand Kylies, a Kylie Rusical, anything.
Oh my God, they could pay homage to All the Lovers, the music video. Do you see it? Like drag queens?
Oh, I see it.
It could have been a poster.
There are Kylie Nights all over the place, all the time, all the looks. I just don't understand why they wouldn't do a Kylie Night, even if Kylie wasn't a guest judge. Like, it's dying to be a theme, a runway, a challenge. And there was nothing. It was Snatch Game, and it was a mediocre Snatch Game. And then not even the lip sync song. And I know there are rights issues about like song usage and that's like, and so far it's been like kind of, it's been throwback songs, it's been Bee Gees and Shake Your Groove Thing, I think, and then a RuPaul song, I'm That Bitch, was the one that was the Kylie episode. But surely they could have pulled some strings there in Australia to have a Dani song. Like, no shade, but neither Minogue song is just disrespectful in the highest form. Like, don't even advertise that they're on it, to be honest, because
that's why we don't like hype.
We don't like hype. They made it like a headline.
I really thought there was going to be like a dedicated episode.
Like, how could there not be, especially being in Australia, because everyone understands like she was such like an iconic figure and it's been teased for 13 seasons that she's coming finally. Anyway, I've had time to move on from this, but I am peeved.
Maybe the next season.
Maybe so, but they at least should get their challenge shit in order because, and do you know what the runway was for that week?
No.
It was like Under the Sea.
Oh.
Which is like fine. So like some flounder flopped
at
out.
The bottom of the ocean. Stream now.
Just not even an Into the Blue. It's fine. It's just
a bop.
Anything could have been better than what was given. But, and I will also finally, in my slight rant note, I don't think RuPaul should be hosting Down Under because I think you should understand Australian culture and not just reduce it to g'day, g'day, g'day or like shrimp on the bobby, which is so offensive. It's like
shrimp on the bobby?
Yeah. Shrimp on the barbie. It's like it's like a phrase, like Outback Steakhouse phrase. It should just be like somebody who gets the culture who isn't just, it's like the reverse Warholian expedition experience of like Dolly Partonism of America and just like making it all like I don't know, just stereotyping whatever.
Gotcha.
Because the Dolly Parton Snatch Game of that episode was like the stereotype of America, kind of, interestingly. I don't know. It was just bad. And I just think somebody who knows that culture should be hosting that show.
Well, makes sense.
And like Dani would be a perfect host. It's just, I'm bothered, but I'm fine.
Wow.
Sorry, I went off.
So what you're saying is you won't be resubscribing to WoW Presents Plus.
I will be subscribing to the Tamisha Amon Network. And I do want to see España, but I don't want to relive Australia much longer.
Wow.
I tried again, episode 3, and it's not clicking. I can't get into them. I don't know.
There's also just like 97 seasons.
There's so many of them. It's true. And then we're about to get international, and we're about to get all the All-Stars 6, so it's...
Do a winter season.
And the first out.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, speaking of first out, Pork chop. Know who got the chop?
Who?
Off Twitter. Pop Crave.
Pop Crave. RIP. Perhaps just temporarily.
She got the chop.
I know.
I don't know.
The Pop Crave on Twitter, RAP for now, suspended. I believe they've been suspended before. To be fair, they pump out paparazzi pictures, videos, photos all the time. So it's like,
right,
at any point they could get shut down. They're not, they don't even have a verification. So like that usually leaves you even more susceptible for like a RIAA takeover, whatever the notification thing is.
Yeah.
You are in our thoughts. We are.
Been there.
We've been new.
Been suspended before.
Yes. If we were there, you know, if we could be in your mentions, like Pop Crave over, we've been new, sis. but no, I actually do like Pop Crave. I feel like it's the most to the point getting out like pop updates.
Yep.
Without much of any editorializing. So I like it.
I would say that with Idol, I'd be like, okay, my goal is to have Pop Crave post about this.
Oh, yeah.
And they would. And I'd be like, yes.
Yes. Agreed. It's just like pump out the content without putting too much editorial voice into it. You know, they say everyone looks stunning in their photos. That's fine. I'll take it. I don't really need to, you know, for them to take sides. Yeah. Well, you know who's still on social media?
Another Brit.
Yes.
Nee.
The Brit Awards go to?
Yeah.
Lucky.
I love London.
Yes. Britney is spinning around, speaking of Kylie references, on social, debuting, would you say like rose gold hair?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
It's like pink gold-ish.
I like it.
I like it too.
It looks good. And it looks good reflected against her metallic green crazy outfit meets oops like catsuit.
Ooh.
Halloween.
It is
costume.
Like Crazy Stop Remix meets oops catsuit.
Yeah.
Overprotected.
Yeah. It's a good look. I assume it's just one of the many looks hanging around in her closet.
They're new.
That is true. She did buy that leopard outfit recently.
Which, as a Britney fan, you know when there's a new outfit, it's like, where did that come from?
Right, I know. I don't know. She does love to play dress up.
Like, is it a scrap tour costume?
That's what it looks like to me.
Is it a green screen suit?
I don't think so. But who knows? Project Red getting like a Poison Ivy dress up cosplay moment. Maybe, but she certainly seems to be just begun to have her fun with that look.
Mm-hmm.
And so she showed that off and she said, hey, y'all, I'm looking for Halloween ideas. And
a little early.
A little bit early. But for somebody who lives for the dressing up, I suppose that's on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And who chimes in the comments but the skater boy Chanteuse herself.
I know, former rival.
Former rival Avril Lavigne. Here's to never growing up. but actually growing up, because she commented, I think you should be me and I should be you, which honestly I would love.
That would be pretty legendary.
Like, I don't think we've got Britney. I think the closest was like the blender shoot of her with the spray paint, giving you a little edgy rocker girl. And also the I Wanna Go video, a little Avril for sure.
Yeah.
But to go full mall emo studded belt for her, that would be interesting.
It'd be a serve.
It would be.
And she looks good in a jean.
And heavy eyeliner. She's already there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a serve. I think she would love it. Hot Topic takeover. And then Avril could just fully live the Britney fantasy.
Which Britney do we think Avril should do?
Like, I do think they should do iconic looks of each other. So, like, I do think that Avril should
I would
should
like to
do...
see Avril in a cat suit.
Yeah, I would say the cat suit. Or obviously the slave performance would be a good reference, too. Because I feel like when people say I'm going to dress up as Britney this year, it's like, oops, or the slave outfit most often. But Avril could very easily do the baby one too. I feel like she has many options, but I would like to see it.
Yeah.
I think we should have that conversation.
I would love to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Like that journey.
I would love them to have a conversation, actually.
Yeah.
And it should be filmed on IG Live.
Did you see the interview with Pink for People where she mentions Britney and she talks about how
talk
they
got
pitted.
Here's to growing up, the former Stupid Girl singer now having like a little 180 moment because, and not to drag her now, I'm like bored of all of it, but like she definitely was part of the problem of the whole looking
she leaned
down.
Into it.
She leaned into it. Like live, they would have like girls who dressed up as Britney and Christina, and she was the quintessential other girl. Like I'm
the
not like that.
Britney as yeah. she labeled it.
I would almost say she was much more vocal about it than Avril, I think. Like Avril was kind of just doing her own thing and existed as an anti-Britney.
Yeah, Avril said a couple things on TRL.
She did.
Total Request Live for the Gen Zers.
But I do think Pink often made a point of it. And then with Stupid Girls, it was very like, I'm going to be a scientist, not a bimbo. And it was like, okay.
Who would do that? Like, I'm like, if I had a choice, well, actually, no, I'd be both.
Right? And that's what we should encourage, honestly.
Oh my God. But should that be my new career path?
Bimbo scientist?
Yeah.
Yes. I support that wholeheartedly. And so does Glitter Paris, I'm sure, on TikTok. Yeah. So I think it was just, it's nice that now she's like, yeah, they pitted us against each other. And probably she did lean into it because she was super insecure of that damn Britney Spears. Like, yeah. She even had her in the song.
Or they made her. I mean,
yeah,
they were like, oh, just do it.
Oh, I'm sure they egged it on.
Yeah.
What do you think of that Britney? I mean, we watched it on the Ashley Simpson show while we were rehashing for the deep dive. They were like, who would win in a fight? You or Britney Spears?
Like, I would kick her ass.
Which is so wrong. But yeah, so I like that. Yeah, in the same week, we've kind of had an Avril and Pink sort of come to godly moment of,
wow,
of righting the wrongs of the past. Even though I don't fault them, I do think it was a lot of management and the pressure of the society to be like, yeah, beat them up.
Yeah, and media. Yeah. I mean, it was all...
Yeah, totally. So I think that hasn't changed much. I do think the media is like really hoping that, for instance,
it's softer now.
It's softer.
Now it's like in song lyrics.
But I do think we're still thirsty for like a Camila versus Fifth Harmony, a Jessie versus Little Mix still. Like, I think we still like that. And I don't know. There's still parts of...
And Mariah.
Yeah. And I don't know. We still like egg certain things on. But I do think in general, one thing Gen Z gets right a lot is like they really aren't with the competition shit as much. Yeah. Like, Billie is not going to say something about Ariana or any of the girls on her level.
True.
So... that's nice. And so, yeah, I enjoy seeing our millennium girls all getting along and playing nice in their comments. And I think we should have that.
We need to get into Avril's albums.
We do.
Fucking
I was
so good.
Listening to her on the way here, actually.
Oh. I'm with you.
Yes. I mean, and that 2013 album, the self-titled, is really good and underrated too. 17. And what other ones from that?
I remember being in college learning that Girlfriend dance break,
oh, yeah,
armography,
Little Mama,
the clapping,
and Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. So I can do it better.
Recorded in every language.
You know.
Oh, you know it.
You know.
Good wow. Times.
Well, luckily we have many more weeks ahead of us.
We sure so do.
We've got things to discuss.
Well, speaking of outfits.
Yeah. Oh, did someone say cat suits to the runway?
Cat
suits? High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
You are not serving. All right. So what are your picks for high fashion editorial this week?
So I really loved all the looks at the Brits, honestly. I actually thought all our main girlies that we were talking about looked fantastic. Little Mix in their all-white outfits, they looked chic. They looked great. Dua giving us the nanny on the red carpet was fantastic.
So good.
Loved that. She looks so hot. And her after-party looked, she looked so hot. But I have to say, Rina Sawayama in that purple, froofy, fluffy dress...
Designer. I don't know who.
Yes, it was. Somebody called it out on. Yes, it was a designer dress with the braces to top it all off was the look for me. I think she gave you main pop girl energy maybe for the first. Well, we haven't had a lot of red carpets for her to do that, but I was like, okay, she's here.
Stream lucid.
Stream. Yes. And I feel like this is the perfect time to wear braces because everyone's in quarantine. So like, if you're going to do something with your teeth, this is it. This was the moment.
True.
And it was giving me Lisa Scott Lee steps, like deeper shade of blue, like braces excellence.
She's
so
getting ready for tour.
Honestly, yeah. And also, like, I'm not going to brace shame. I think it was iconic. I also think it is the right time to be
doing... Yeah, I had
doing...
braces.
Yeah, same. It's...
Oh, my God. Do I need to get my whole face done now? Did you see the tweet that was like, could the CDC have given us a countdown?
Yes, I posted
that
one.
Oh, yeah, you posted it.
Yeah, it was like, I look like a shit.
Yeah. Can the CDC give us a countdown? I look like shit.
I mean, that's how I felt, too, even if... It just felt like so sudden that everyone was like, huh,
yeah,
because now
I was
everyone's
like, oh, my nose is huge. Like I never thought it before. And then I was like, oh, I don't hate it. I like it, but I was like, oh, yeah, who is that?
Problem with your nose. But who is this girl?
Yeah.
See, under this mask.
It's like, I forgot what I looked like.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I also, it was just a bit sudden. I do feel like the easing into it would have been a little like,
yeah,
but it's a free for all. We'll see. And so shout out to all the pop girls. Oh, also Jessie Ware. It was really all of our favorite albums last year, like taking pictures with each other, to be honest. Minus Gaga, who's just came back from Italy.
Oh,
she
heard of her.
House of Gucci.
Well, she hopefully is getting that remix album together with
that's
Rina.
Right. That's right. Of. So Rina all but said that she said she's doing one with the letter F in it, I think she said. So Free Woman. I believe.
Ooh.
Which I think literally sounds like her. So
that's
a
good pick for her.
Yeah, I actually think it sounds like her. So I think that's perfect. And then Charlie very obviously have...
What it's song been... are you going to be doing, Charlie?
They've since released that it's going to be 911.
Oh my God. What is it called?
Vroom vroom. So we've got that. I think there were a couple other names. Dorian Electra. Who else? There were other names that were confirmed that are involved. It's all the...
All I care about is who's getting put on 1,000 Doves.
Right. It's all the alt pop.
If they leave
legends.
That off...
Oh, 1,000? No, I think they'll... Well, I can't say for sure, but it would be nice to do every single song with somebody. We'll see. But Charlie is tweeting up a storm about 911 remix. And we'll have to see about that. So yeah, she was the only one who wasn't attending the Brits. That also Taylor looked great. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's right.
Taylor looked hot.
Did you see the tweet that was like the photo of the Folklore photo shoot and then the photo of her with the Brits outfit?
Uh-huh.
It's similar pose. And then someone was like, oh my God, how did she go from this to this? And then someone quote retweeted it and said, she took her coat off. And just like, I was crying, like I was tearing up. I was like,
they're always like the range, and it's like she wore a different outfit.
Like, oh my God, can you believe she went from this to this?
Her power.
Yeah.
I mean, the Swifties have been on overdrive lately thinking that the third album's coming, and I'm like, she's got the reissues coming. She doesn't need to be worrying about that. Anyway.
Didn't she just release a new song too called like Fearless, the pre-edition of something?
The Fearless album.
Yeah. No, the song.
Oh, she did like a remix of Fearless?
There was like a... did I dream this? Did I imagine this?
A lucid dream?
I swear to God, I saw a Taylor song that was like...
She
really...
does keep also pumping out like mixes, so I'm pretty sure that would make sense if she did.
Yes, Fearless, Taylor's version, the halfway out the door chapter. I didn't make that up.
Oh, she made a little Spotify playlist, maybe?
So it's another EP?
Yeah, she keeps... I think that's for streaming purposes. I couldn't get that word. Which is smart. Make little mood playlists. But anyway, yeah, Taylor was there. It was really all the albums, huh? Wow. Except for Gaga. It was really like all our faves. Yeah, good for them. Brits are always more fun. It's no surprise. And then Ollie Alexander was there. Elton John. A lot of really good things. MNEK. Anyway, fantastic. All around. My second high fashion editorial, we really are pretty girls all over the world.
Literally. The girls just like snapped this
They
week.
Did. Blackpink's Vogue Korea shoot. Ugh, so good. Four individuals and then a group shot. The group shot just is like, that is a girl group. Like, that is what a girl group should look like. I posted it on IG story, but go look it on Vogue Korea. They just look like a girl group.
Strike a pose.
Uh-huh. They just, nothing really extra to say about it. They just look fantastic. I hear there's a comeback coming. It's either going to be Lisa or the whole group.
A comeback?
Well, we say they comeback just... as in like, in K-pop,
oh,
it's like
right. That's
the release.
Like a new era.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's either going to be Lisa or the whole group. I kind of would love the Lisa, but we'll see. Anyway, those are my picks. Although I agree with you on what's coming next.
Oh,
what do you have?
So my pick is the show Legendary on HBO Max. I finally watched it.
Yes.
Very much enjoyed it.
I'm so happy this happened.
Yes. It is so good. The judging is so chaotic.
Very.
The editing is amazing. Mm-hmm. I want to like work on that
I
show.
I knew you would want to when I saw this because the projections, visuals, shooting of it all, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be into this.
It's so good.
Yep.
It's like a me. I'm like, oh my God, the way that they mix, there's like pause, the comedic timing is fucking brilliant.
Zooming into faces is like one of their skills.
Yes.
Yes.
They are so good at like a face zoom,
yeah,
a pause, an oop.
Oh yeah. The backstage oops.
I had to explain to someone what oop meant recently. And I was like, it just means like, oop. And they're like, I don't get it.
How could you not get it?
They're like, oops. I'm like, no, it's like oop. Like, oop. And oop. There's like, oop. And then there's oop. There's two.
There
right?
are two. Yeah.
There's like a oop is like a, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's just a feeling.
It's just gay language.
It is. And it really comes across in Legendary. If you haven't seen it, I know I've talked everyone's ear off about it before. It is a ball competition series, ballroom. Mm-hmm. Voguing, the different tenets of voguing. Each week it is a different focus, a different category.
I'm basically Vanessa Hudgens this week. I'm so into voguing right now. White gay talking about voguing.
Yeah, and I think the thing I appreciate most about the show is it drops you into it and doesn't... It warms you up a little bit. They'll explain what the categories are a little bit, but mostly you're learning as you go and you just kind of figure out what the judges are into and not into and the chops and the tens across the board. And it really... All the things you've heard before on Drag Race and in like gay culture and how it's come from that are just come alive in this show, which is very deservedly getting huge budget and like very like over the top elaborate production, which was really cool to see.
Have they been signed on for season 3?
Not yet, but I can't imagine.
I love Megan Thee Stallion on it.
She's so fantastic on it. And
she's so into it too. Like, that's what I love about it is like they're all so into it.
And their outfits every week.
And the themes. I love a theme.
We love a theme. Ugh, love all the
how
houses.
Fun.
It's really fun. It's competitive, but it's also not because like it's the grand scheme of like they're all supporting the culture itself. So it doesn't really feel they're shady about each other and it's part of the culture of it all, but it's like not, I don't know, like you don't really,
are you fucking serious?
And then you get battles and things like that. It's just really great, and each week we're getting a different guest judge, and you started on a really great week.
Yeah, Normani.
Normani came out to the end of the catwalk and did a fucking split.
In a dress.
And it looked so good. And
effortless.
She was into it too.
Yeah.
She was not, we've had those Drag Race like guest judges who were like, my agent
so
signed me up for
right
this.
Now.
Yeah. Normani knew what she was talking about. She's a dancer. She got it. She was mean when she needed, not mean, but like critical when she needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just tens across the board for her.
But like you would take advice from Normani.
Absolutely.
Which is why it makes sense. Like if Normani was like, point your toes, like Abby Lee.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay. I fucked up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of, there is something to take from each of the judges, maybe except Jamila, which
I found it enjoyable.
Yes.
Law, I love contrast.
I do love
show.
Contrast. I love Law giving you Simon Cowell. He's definitely the Simon of the group. But he's much more of a wild card. You're mm-hmm. never going to know what he likes. I feel like every time you're like, oh. And it's like so extreme, his opinion.
Yeah.
It's a 10 when you thought it was a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Very unpredictable. Megan's so super into it. And Laomi is a goddess of... the scene, and she, so there is a performance at the end of season 1, which we had you watch,
yep.
that kind of like sealed the deal for why, and Deshawn, the host, like why they are deserving to
hot.
Be there. Also, yes, hot. And so high fashion editorial shout out to Laomi for her freak show whip this
and the
week.
Sound effects on it are so like, oh my god, it's so
it's
good.
It's so good. Megan also looked fantastic, and so did Jamila. Just really, really good. Really good.
Yes,
really good show.
Highly recommend.
Yes, highly recommend the show. So, yeah. Well, speaking of looks and
music
and
so
celebrating
normally...
celebrating the classics.
Yeah. Normally we would have some TikTok talk,
uh-huh.
which shout out to our last episode. If you did not
yeah.
listen to last
yep,
week,
yep.
we had a chat with Roz,
uh-huh.
who certain people that I know saw her out and about
in the
wild,
carrying the chair.
Yeah, carrying the
beach
chair, leaving the beach that we talked about.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh my God, the universe. She works in fucked up ways and I love it.
Yes, excited.
So that is on last week's episode. It starts towards the end of the episode. But today we will not be discussing TikTok shit.
No, we
this
will not.
Ain't
this...
no TikTok shit.
No, we're going back to a time where rappers did not have TikTok. No one did, actually.
No one did.
That's right. We are talking about Miss Nicki Minaj. It's Nicki Day, bitch. It's Pink Friday.
Yeah.
We're going back before Pink Friday to 2009, I believe. Beam Me Up, Scotty. Mm-hmm. And that live. Did you watch the live?
Of course I did.
The live was a moment.
30 minutes late.
A delayed moment. The look was a moment. You know, very... I actually think she's in a really good place. I feel
she
like...
She seemed like it.
Yeah, like baby... like had some time away and is ready. I feel like this
speaking
is
speaking of baby. I thought it was cute when she was talking about the video of her son.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I don't know if I want to post it.
Yeah,
because it's like my baby and I'm a mom. Like I was
right
like,
she doesn't reference the name, I believe.
No,
she's just little, what is she called, little king or something like that.
Yeah,
like papa bear.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she's like, I'm mama bear, I don't know if I want to share that. And I was like, oh yeah. It was like cute to see a different side of her.
It is. And I think that's always what she wanted. I think she had always been talking about kids, and so I'm really happy for her. But you know, then Drake popped on the live and he was like, we missed you, like it's quiet out here when you're not here, like we know you have Papa Bear. But he was right. I really liked their interaction. Very sweet. She's like, you're gonna come over, I'm gonna cook you shrimp and steak. It felt very nostalgic, I think, in a way that I wasn't even really expecting, of like, it brought me back to college because they were reigning supreme and they were collabing every 5 seconds. And of course, Beam Me Up, Scotty, which I truly like, that brings me back. Itty Bitty Piggy, I Get Crazy, like all of that.
Yeah. So for the girls who don't know, this was her mixtape
Pre-Pink Friday.
Yeah. Before.
And I would say, like, the first time I wrote about her was Itty Bitty Piggy. And I was like, who is this? Because it was exciting and it was interesting and there was something happening there. And
I remember everyone like having the MP3s of this.
Yep.
Because it wasn't available anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Holiday season. Yes. This and like Saxon, the demo for Rihanna's Red Lipstick. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what a song. It just brought me back to like truly as a Barb. Like I really remembered why she was so exciting at the time of like, because I do think so many rappers now are inspired by her very theatrical over the top delivery that she brought to the scene. And yeah, Beam Me Up, Scotty it's a classic. Now it's on streaming across, along with the Boss Ass Bitch remix, thank God.
So good.
So good. And 3 new songs, also good. Fractions, Seeing Green, really good all across the board. She is coming for everyone in Fractions, in the lyrics of that song. I'm excited for her. I feel like things are happening. And I don't know if you, speaking of high fashion editorial, so in her like little teaser picture, she wore pink Crocs with little giblets or whatever in them. The company said that it caused like a 6,000% spike in sales that day.
Wow.
Yeah. It was something absurd.
Huh.
It crashed the site just because she wore some pink Crocs. And I really think the Crocs are it now, unfortunately.
I owned a pair of Crocs for a while.
A trendsetter.
Yeah.
Are they comfy?
They are.
Okay.
Not the ones with the holes in it. Like the ones that she has on are like the OG Crocs.
Yeah.
I had the one that was like trying to hide. Oh, wait, they're over there.
Look over there.
I still have them. Actually, wait, I still wear them. Wait, now that I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, wait, I just wore them to Dunkin' Donuts the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they look like slip-ons.
All right.
So you can't, well.
They're not as distinguishably Crocs.
Yeah, they look like a slip-on Van.
Got it.
But then when you really look at them, you're like, oh, that's a Croc,
that's
bitch.
Yeah, well, I do think they, and there was an article in Paper about it too, like Crocs are it again. Like Justin Bieber did a collab with them, other celebs have, and now Nicki caused like a calamity. So.
I mean, there's a nostalgia to them a little bit.
There is. I still think they're god awful, but
they are. They're comfy though.
But I do think if you go as outlandish as Nicki, like a hot pink, it's almost like that checks out.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, it feels like a Cornova shoe.
It does. For
like
sure.
I need something for
comfort
around the house.
And she did still decorate it with like fancy like Chanel. What are they called? Giblets?
I don't know.
I might be making that up.
A giblet is food.
A giblet?
Isn't that like in a turkey?
In turkey? Yeah, but I feel like you put like diblet. Some sort of thing.
Rhinestones.
Well, yeah, but they're like, they've branded what the little things you put in the Crocs, the little decorative things. Sort of like how you get like a one of those Pandora necklaces. You get charms or whatever. Like, oh, there are charms
is that
for the
come back.
Oh, I hope not.
I never did that.
I did not do
did
that.
Did you?
No. My collections really stopped at Furbies, Tamagotchis, Pokemon cards. That's pretty much where I drew the line.
Wrestling action figures.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's a whole themed episode.
That's a
get
theme.
There one
That's
day.
A concept. Yeah. But yeah, so congrats. I think it kind of does say something about the state of music where, like, the most exciting thing by far was the fact that Nicki brought out a 12-year-old mixtape on streaming.
Yeah.
Like, no shade to the other new songs we'll talk about. But
I mean,
like,
she had almost 1 million viewers.
That was
IG
crazy.
Live.
That was crazy.
I actually think this is perfect timing for her. I think she needed to step away.
Yeah.
And I think stepping away is good because then it, like, makes people miss. And mm-hmm. this is such a smart thing for her to do. It's mm-hmm. like she's bringing back, this is why I'm Nicki.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, right.
It's a really good reminder.
Yeah.
It's like you
the
love
girls
all
aren't
these...
doing it. Like yeah. you really, this is what made you.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it's really important.
I've been shady with Nicki before, but like Nicki is fucking talented.
Right. Like brought a flow and a style that mm-hmm. is like definable and iconic
yeah.
and will never, like, that is Nicki Minaj.
It
you
it
literally
you
are
Nicki
Minaj. Nicki
Minaj.
Thank you.
Thank
Nicki
you.
Lewinsky. Nicki the yeah. yeah. So God.
I think it builds, not that we don't like hype, but I think it builds like a missing and like a longing for it mm-hmm. and an excitement. And I
yeah.
think it's smart.
She teased, you know, there is that, I believe, HBO doc coming, and then a, which she's doing, it's not somebody doing it about her. Mm-hmm. And then there's a album on the way. So smart. I think very smart and truly not necessary. Like, we did not deserve or like, it wasn't implied that she would get a mixtape onto streaming. So
yeah.
it was cool. She probably
I know that she shades TikTok, which, like,
yeah.
facts.
Yeah.
But you know that this is, there's so many lines that are going to become.
Well, the other thing is that almost every viral sound is Nicki Minaj in interviews. Like, all of her interviews
yeah.
are
honestly.
TikTok songs. Absolutely. Like, to freedom. Like, that one.
There was someone, like, I was playing League of Legends the other night, and someone had big boobs.
Big
like
boobs.
The,
yeah.
That saying yep. was their username.
Like,
and we were all saying it in chat.
All right, watch your mouth. Like,
did
that
I lie?
One. Did I lie? Like, actually, TikTok is all Nicki Minaj without her being there, to be honest. Like,
facts.
So many lines.
Wow.
So, oh my God, the Roman's Revenge, like, meme of,
oh,
of going
fucking legendary.
So,
and that performance going viral again.
Yeah,
like, everyone posting
like a
that
reappreciation
Grammys.
Of, like, yeah. actually, it was iconic.
Oh, and all the Gen Zers recreating it.
Yes.
Oh, that was a whole thing. Wow.
Without trying, she's all over TikTok for sure. So, yeah, but I did love her shade of, like, doing a TikTok dance or whatever that was.
Oh,
was like,
didn't she say something like, stick to the dancing?
Yeah.
She's.
There was a point, man.
She's got a point.
Which I'll get, yeah.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep.
Well, basically, she's iconic
uh-huh.
and stream Va Va Voom and Automatic fucking bops. Honestly, some of the best pop music ever.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, we have so many things to discuss.
We really do, yes.
Thank God. There's another year ahead of us. Okay, so new music.
Yeah.
My first recommendation this week is was recommended to us on Twitter. And I was like, let uh-huh. me check this out.
Mm-hmm.
It is Gooey Fluid Girls.
Right.
Such. The song is me.
Right. It's
down the world, Gooey Fluid Girls, shake your tits.
It's very, very you. It's by an artist, Cobra, Swedish, I believe. And yeah, it's very much like a pretty girl's flip inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's about being a pretty girl around the world.
Yeah, and shaking her tits.
A gooey fluid girl.
It's just fun. Like, this is a fun, like, bop.
Yeah, absolutely. A stomp and bomp.
It ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to patent that one.
Yeah. New playlist.
Yeah. And you have another one.
Oh, I do. Electronic. So, Martin Garrix. Okay, so we don't stand men, but uh-huh. like, I've only been listening to, like, men this week.
Well, we all make mistakes.
You guys, I can't stop listening to Higher Power by Coldplay. Everyone just unsubscribed.
Everyone immediately.
It's so good.
I just
I'm
saw the live go from 1 million to 10
yeah.
people.
8 to 7.
Yeah.
If you follow me on Spotify, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get away from it. It's just been Coldplay, Higher Power, repeat. How. But anyway, more men. So Martin Garrix featuring Bono. Is it Bono or Bono?
Bono, yeah.
Bono. I knew that. I was testing your music knowledge. It's called We Are the People. And I was like, yeah.
But I haven't heard it yet.
It's a new sound for Martin.
Okay.
So normally Martin goes like more festival-ish.
Yeah.
This is a little bit tamer.
Is it rocky because it's you too? Or?
It's vocal, but not like rock.
Okay.
It's electronic.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'll have to, I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah. I love him.
I'm going to give a shout out to Daya, who is a bop, unstoppable bop maker. This new one, The Difference. Oh my God.
So good.
She just cannot be stopped. She cannot be tamed.
Stream Bad Girl too.
Bad Girl. Oh my God. Yeah. And that one had some like top 40 pop radio magic happening. So just like such a solid bop maker. And I'll also shout out Leah Kate for her song Boy Next Door. Leah Kate also makes many bops. Some cute bops all around. And well, next we have somebody who is on American Idol.
She is.
And
who's that Pokemon?
It's Catherine. Yes, everybody. We are electric.
We are.
We are who we are.
What is this for? Pokemon 25th anniversary. Yeah.
Pikachu collab. Pichu into Pikachu collab on the video.
Who the fuck is Pichu? I saw that. That's, I was like, who is that?
He's the pre-Pikachu evolution.
So he's the alpha?
Yes, the alpha, the millennial is Pikachu, and the Gen X is Raichu.
I thought it was just Pikachu and Raichu.
No, we do have a Pichu.
Shout out to the OG original Pokemon. Yeah. Then they went and made all these new fucking ones.
These little shits running around everywhere.
Yeah. I opened Pokemon Go the other day in the park, and I was like, who the fuck is that? What the hell is this thing?
I stopped after, I think, 250 of them. I couldn't, no.
Who's
There's
your favorite?
So many. It's a choice. For some reason, I like the smelly flower Gloom. I don't know why I find it cute. I think he's cute. He drools.
Mold. I know. Literally.
I've always loved Gloom. I just think he's like adorably sad and stinky. What about you?
I have love in my heart for Horsey.
Okay.
And also Sandshrew is so cute. He's like a little rat.
A little rat.
Yeah.
A little sand.
But then also Clefairy.
Oh.
I've said it before.
Yes. Christina and Brittany. Yeah. Clefairy and Jigglypuff. Yeah. The queens of pop.
Clefairy's underrated.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Clefairy's the Christina for sure.
Yeah. Who we will be discussing in a little bit.
That is true.
But yeah, there's so many new ones now. They're like humans basically at this point.
Yeah. Legendary ones.
Oh, speaking of Generation Wars.
Yeah.
So everything is just tied together. Uh-huh. So the other day I learned in the park that boomers carry around books that have all the species of birds in them.
Uh-huh.
And they check off when they see them.
Right.
It's a boomer Pokédex.
That's absolutely what it is.
It's all cyclical.
Confirmed. They just needed it electronic. They could get it if they wanted to.
But yeah.
I'm going to put it in their little book.
So it's like when you have all the people chasing shit in Pokemon Go,
yeah.
Little do they know that there's old ladies in the woods down doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Just with a pen and paper. Isn't it so weird?
Writing down that there's a little Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
Going through the grass. I love Bulbasaur. All right. Well,
love
back
that.
To the actual
fun facts, the more you know.
The actual song at hand is called Electric. It is the theme song or one of for Pokemon 25th.
Yeah.
You know, it's a song that
she's
has
a cute girl.
Words and beats. Definitely I like the beat.
The video's okay. It's like, okay, you're at a lighthouse.
Yeah. It's like the story of Katherine Hudson evolving into Katy Perry. It's an empowering, you know, she's really on that vibe.
She leveled up.
Well, yeah. She's a mom now.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I don't think it's bad. I will not revisit the song.
Right.
Yeah.
I still want Teary Eyes to come out.
Ooh, yes. That is still a good song. Well, it might be played at the next thing that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Speaking of play, her bigger announcement of the week, the Katy Perry live experience in Las Vegas play.
Yeah.
Which,
8 years to, like, I think the same date, like 8 years since Britney launched.
Oh,
right?
13. Yeah.
Didn't we go? No, I don't even know.
You're right. It is on the same December 29th.
Yeah. It's like into the New Year's moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
8 years later at a new place, new venue.
Yeah.
Somewhere far, but they're having it. They're trying to make it a thing by having Celine, Carrie, right?
It's like all American Idol people and Celine Dion.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep. So.
Oh, and Zed.
Oh, well, a little then I guess
electronic
we're going.
Moment.
I guess we're going. And there is a 2-night Madison Beer residency happening.
Where?
That they announce in Vegas.
Like where? They called Flamingo?
They called it a residency to get her dragged. Like definitely to get her ass. She's performing for 2 nights like in June at some venue and they called it a residency and she just got dragged on Twitter. They were like, does she have enough songs? And like, I mean, true. But also, I think she's just performing for 2 nights and they called it a residency. It's like,
yeah.
Calm down. But anyway, beer cans, just be aware of that. But also Katie Katz play in Las Vegas. Now I am upset with the name.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous name.
Like I get it.
Like
but it, there was a concept.
There's a concept, but like first of all, you quite literally have Waking Up in Vegas, which yeah. should have been the name. But play isn't even a play on like Jennifer Lopez had All I Have, which was like made sense, piece of me makes sense. Like this doesn't reference anything about her.
Right.
It's very bizarre. Part of me could have been the name of it. This is the, you know?
Las Vegas Dream.
I mean, there are too many titles.
Millennial Dream. Boomer
yeah,
Dream.
Yeah. Whipped cream in the face. Just fine.
And it doesn't match the photo.
Nope.
Which I like the photo.
Yeah, I do like the photo.
And I like how they did like the warpedness.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, doesn't make sense.
Doesn't, no. Regardless, this is Katy Perry. I believe there's going to be over the top spectacle, like confetti, whipped cream, big things popping up all over the stage. I think it'll be really fun.
No, what's cool though, keeping it vague makes the show concept more open, I feel
sure.
like.
But I still think like our girls also did that and had no problem. Like piece of me just made sense. And you know,
well, that tour intro, I'm still not over it.
Well,
the Las Vegas intro, that was tragic.
Right. Oh no. But,
the experience.
I mean, these things feel like they're part of the person, like that it makes sense. Play is just like, oh, fine. I don't know. Waking Up in Vegas was right there.
Yeah.
It's fine. But, you know, we'll see how things are going. Maybe we'll go see if we're ready to travel.
I feel like the concept's going to be a slot machine.
Yeah.
And, like, she pulls the handle and it's like, you get a different song.
Oh, that's fun.
And you just, like, change it every single time.
Yeah, like, leave it to Katie to, like, fully lean into the Vegas fantasy.
Oh, she will.
Yeah. So I think there'll be slot machines.
Are you ready to play?
There, well, that's it.
Yeah, basically.
And basically, her boobs will be, like, the spinning roulette things. That'll probably happen. Totally.
She has to do fireworks out of her tits.
Yeah. Like the live. Boobs will definitely be used multiple times. For sure.
How fun.
Yeah, I think
that's
firework
what I need to get into.
Boobs?
No, well, or check that off the list. That's already covered.
Concepts. Well, we'll see. You know, I just, there's so much to work with because she's such a cartoon character pop star that it like would really lend itself to a Vegas residency. So
right.
I think she'll have a lot of fun with it. So congrats to anyone who's ever worked hard or had a Vegas residency.
Mm-hmm.
And now just moving to our newest main pop girl. Well, this is very much her baby into sometimes into crazy moment, in my opinion, because you have to prove that you can be more than your biggest hit. So I think she's doing it. I do. I think. So we're talking, of course, about Olivia Rodrigo, the new queen of pop, 18 years old, and I think most number one song in like almost history, if not history. I don't know. It's the record is crazy. She's 3 times platinum already with that song.
Wow.
Way
this
too.
Is the driver's license, girl.
This is the driver's license. Vroom, vroom.
And the Deja Vu song.
Deja Vu went number 8, and this new one's called Good For You. And she is giving you Avril Lavigne, Lindsay Lohan, Paramore most of all, I think. Very Paramore. Freaky Friday soundtrack.
Iconic.
Very that. Pop punk is in right now. This guitar, basically rock is kind of in. I'm a rock girl. I really love to rock out. I like to throw
rock
things.
This world. Bop.
You know, the Miley reinvention, the pop punkness of the latest releases. It's leaning pop punk. I really like this. I do, and a lot of the gays also said this on the Twitter.
Oh, everyone's going crazy about this. Like, oh my God, queen of pop. Like, everyone's shaking.
The tweets are all like, I need to order more serums from the gays of our age. Because I just feel like watching that video, I'm like, yep, this is a different generation for sure. Like,
yeah.
Just little bobies being angry. I like, you know, setting fire to the house and the... the cheering in the school. I mean, God, that's just, that's our girl. That's like, it always comes back to that. And like
the one scene has, like, it's like Britney.
Yeah.
Like it really, it has to be a reference.
Yeah. It's just, which there's also stand. Like a reference to, what's the Megan Fox, Jennifer's Body, like her in the water. It was very that. And Bring It On, probably. Like, I think it's all good. And I really like her. She's just 18. So.
It's a child.
That's a child. Yeah, I like a snotty little song about, like, good for you.
Yeah.
Not your favorite.
Well, no, I don't connect to it lyrically.
Because you've never been angry at a man.
Like, ooey gooey girls around the world, shake your tits. No, I think so. I don't know. I don't not like it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like gonna repeat it.
Okay.
But I get it. And I'm like, bop, serve, do your thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I can't relate to like being 18. It's and a like, bit, yeah, yeah. Complaining it's about teenage boys angst, anymore.
You know, like we had our Ashley and all that.
Absolutely.
And that was our dreaming solo moment.
Yeah. Ugh, bop. That was my Twitter handle.
Yes. But you
been
know,
there, appreciate it.
And I do think that's sort of like why the elder gays are sort of like, oh boy, like watching this is like, uh-oh, like I don't relate to this because I'm not that anymore.
Yeah.
So, but that's not to take anything.
It's like nostalgic. I feel like, yes. I'm like, oh.
Yes.
You're having your rock this
I know
world
exactly
era.
What this is and I live this too. Ugh. And yeah. So it's taking nothing from it. It's just like, wow, life is so cyclical. And like, I'm really happy for her. And like, yeah, like I'm not going to shake and cry in the front row though. Like that's no. That's a little 16-year-old twink is going to be there.
Right.
But I see her. I see that it's all working out. Taylor Swift gets her. She wrote her a note. She wrote there.
Get
like,
away from her. Get a job. No.
Oh, Taylor sees the blood in the water. Like she's like, oh, I see who you are. You, yeah. I better be friends with you.
I like you, Taylor, but stay away. Like let her have her moment by herself. You know what I'm saying though? Like she, no, yeah. She doesn't. The thing is, what I like about her is she has a really unique voice.
She does.
It's very, very discernible. Like, big word for me.
That you see that? To you. It reminds me of Lorde in moments.
Ooh.
Definitely like Lordy.
Okay.
But still like a unique voice, yes.
And she's doing it on her own, which I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's also part of High School Musical, the series, which is like the biggest thing on Disney.
Oh.
But
I can never get away from the fact that I called her the girl from Sneaker Night and I fucking got ripped on Twitter.
Yeah. So it's like, I think she's doing great. I, you know, it is just an 18-year-old and now I'm like, okay, you know, there's going to be a point and that point has already come really where I'm like, I recognize it as good, but I am not that 18-year-old.
Right. But I can appreciate as like a lover of pop music.
Absolutely.
Especially now it is so hard to break on away. Such a big level like that.
That is true. We always say how fame is fragmented and yet she got, everyone has she gathered everyone.
Of, yeah. It's like 15 seconds of fame now.
Yeah.
So to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. 500%. And I feel like she managed to, and I.
Literally good for you.
Literally good like, for actually. You. Applaud, applaud, applaud. Yeah. But also driver's license like is fantastic and like deserved. So.
And I am kind of growing on Deja Vu a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the album's coming really soon and I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear it. She did an interview recently. She said she didn't want to be a pop girl. She never really wanted to be. But, and that she, when this is all over, wants to just be a songwriter for other artists. Like ultimately she likes writing more than being the girl.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, my last week at tonight's show, she was our music guest.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to do anything like on camera. She was like, I don't want to interview. I don't want to do a sketch. She was like very, and I was like, oh, I like it felt for her. I was like, oh, that's, you know, you're so young and you're catapulted to massive number one hit that has to be horrifying.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see, you know.
Definitely.
The confidence.
Yeah.
Grow. She did SNL.
Oh yeah. SNL. That's happening.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like, you see her sort of come alive.
Come alive.
Bop. Yes.
Wow. Olivia and Billy, the new girls.
Oh.
We're just applying our serums.
I got a new one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Does my complexion look good?
It does.
Doesn't
very
it, though?
Dewy.
It looks really good.
All around the world, dewy girls.
Yeah. Ooey gooey girls. I'm not going to say what brand yet, but I'm in talks with them.
What? For what?
For mentioning it.
Oh, I love that.
I'm on a PR list now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love to hear it. I should get on one for
They're
Under
like,
Armor.
Oh, can we send you? Oh, it's that brand. Look at the candle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Some people messaged me. They were like, bitch.
Okay.
You're on that list? I was like, maybe so. But then I was like, I don't know if they're like, oh, I'll send you this, this, and this. I'm like, what are you saying?
I'm going to get on the GNC
list. Here's an under
list,
eye cream.
And I'm going to do something for gold protein powder.
I mean, you should.
I should. Wow, I love that for you. Yeah. Actually, I don't know how to pronounce it. La Roche-Posay.
Oh yeah, La Roche-Posay.
Yeah, La Roche-Posay. The rich pussy is my thing. I have all of that.
Their spot acne treatment is fantastic.
I use
them
for everything now, and I've never had any issues ever since my derma was like, just try this one. Mm-hmm. It's been fantastic. So anyway,
not sponsored.
Not sponsored yet. put us on that PR list. Yeah. Anyway, well, we have some things coming up.
We do.
For once, we're like sort of excited about things.
Are we?
Yes. The sun's coming out.
Tomorrow. Oh, well, your girls are meeting up with my kings.
Right. It's really a collab for the ages. Little Mix, Galantis, and David Guetta doing a collab for the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited.
I'm excited about this.
Very excited. That's coming in the next week, so we'll have to wait and see if it lives up to our expectations.
I still can't get over the David Guetta moment where he did the EDM mix of I Have a Dream.
Yes, on that rooftop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
There was a choice made.
And I was like, this is so bad. But it's like,
I think his heart's in the right place.
It is.
But the language wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very much like when Bieber did it.
Yeah.
I was like, I know what you're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
It just,
it didn't come together.
But you know what? I appreciate all moments.
Every moment is a moment to remember.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, this summer, there's going to be a moment that will be ahead of its time, no doubt.
It's
probably one of the first big concerts, because who better to be ahead of their time?
Christina Aguilera.
Legendina Godulera.
Did you know, a little history lesson, she hit the first high C note at Stonewall.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did. And that she will...
shattered the wall that helped crumble the bricks that then...
That white gay threw.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the history of Stonewall.
That is
for all of Gen Z.
And no one was killed.
God. We're gonna cancel. We're
absolutely
joking. I'm joking.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. This is a comedy bit.
It's a bit. But what is not a joke is that Xtina is opening up Hollywood Bowl with an orchestra this summer.
I'm not... Oh, wait. No, it's a choir.
Can you imagine orchestral version of Accelerate?
Yes, I can.
And it will happen.
I want a full band choir for Not Myself Tonight.
Absolutely. Incredible. I think it will be sensational. I would like to be there. Hollywood Bowl is awesome, too. I've been there a few times. Very cool. I saw Royksopp Robin there. I really enjoyed it. The person I was with was on an edible, and then I had to take care of him. Anyway.
Love that.
It didn't hit until Robin, and then he was gone. Who's that girl? Yes. Yeah, so we have the orchestral Xtina experience coming, and we also have Xtina Pride.
We do.
Somebody sent along the rainbow mesh and told me I need it immediately. It says Xtina. It's really good. It's $65, but it's really good.
I like the logo treatment.
Yes.
Like what they did with her name.
It definitely outsells Britney's Pride merch, which we're not even going to get into. Glory of Love.
I can't.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Canceled.
But
the Xtina collection, it's up there with Mariah's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will maybe see you at Pride this year. We're finding out. New York Pride made an announcement, I think, today that there will be no police presence.
Yeah. It was like right before you got here.
Yeah. So that makes
me think
there's
a parade
happening. Yeah. Which I'm looking forward to. I would not be at the parade, but I will watch it from a rooftop of somebody's, you know, in the area. I think I've gone to the stage where, like, I went to the parade for like 5 or 6 years. I get it.
Walked in it.
Yeah. And then now I can just watch it from afar and be fine.
Yeah.
Cute little rooftop moment.
It's fun.
It is fun. I mean, now it's mostly like bank floats being like, we care about you at people.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, so hopefully we have Pride this year. I don't see why not, because it is an outdoor thing. Maybe they just...
And everything will be open by then.
Yeah.
Gonna happen.
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially with the CDC announcement. It's kind of been a free-for-all since last night.
I mean, this weekend, the girls are already...
The girls are out.
I'm like, it's Saturday at noon. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. There is definitely a feeling in the air of like...
Chaos. It's... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
Oh, no. No, starting last night.
This woman today, did you see my Instagram story?
What?
This woman today told me that there was a woman eating a fucking raccoon in the park. I was like, excuse me, ma'am.
That is what's going to happen when you get let out of quarantine for 13 months.
I was like, I'm trying to meditate right now. And you're telling me
eating a raccoon.
A woman eating a raccoon in the middle of Central Park on a Saturday, the middle of May. Yeah.
That was Katie eating a Raichu. Oh no.
Yeah, so then I was like, okay, well, ma'am, love that.
That's just how, that's what you get when you wake up in Vegas, I guess.
Excuse me, what did you just say?
Wow. So there are things to look forward to. Everybody, I guess,
get vaccinated
and report back. Let us know what it's like where you're living, if everyone's gone run amok. And, you know, stay safe still. But, you know, we're following along with these guidelines. But the guidelines are basically like shrug emoji now.
Yeah.
They really are. I'm not totally there yet. Like, I'm going to wear it inside still, but we're easing into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I'm curious, but it does seem like things are happening. Mm-hmm. So everyone, please remember, do not eat raccoons. And
get vaccinated and hydrate.
Get vaccinated. Order your Pride merch.
Wear SPF.
SPF, I did on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's that time of year.
It is. And your skin is definitely not ready for it because it's been inside for 13 months.
Literally.
So, you know.
All right. Well, this has surely been a supersized moment.
Sure has.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. And if you're loving Legends Only, leave us a little review. A little five star
goes a long way.
It does.
You know, whichever platform you listen.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Yes.
All
that
of the above.
That goes a long way too. And
Patreon,
if you want. Patreon.
Really? Yeah. And until next week when I turn 103.
That's right.
It's my birthday next weekend. So...
And
until
we will
then.
Be partying. Until then.
Well, I don't even know. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Until then. We will.
See you.
Soon.
Katie, no.
I'm going to be Gen X, right?
You can't transfer generations. You'll always be a millennial. You're just now.
Right. It's like chunked out.
An aging millennial. Yeah.
And I'm just a geriatric.
Yes.
Jerry Hallowell.
Jerry Hallowell millennial.
Yeah. Iconic.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.